Welcome to another episode of Skincare Uncensored. Today we are going to be talking to Dottie, one of my longest moderators slash admins for the app. She started with me years ago in Facebook, and she has just been ride or die. We actually last year went on a little retreat together up in Sundance, Utah, and it was just fabulous, and she's just beautiful in person and online. So I'm excited to share her with you guys today because I think she gives a whole nother side of using and experiencing the products. She's probably used more products than anyone I know, and including myself, and she's just an incredible resource for us in the Natural Chaos app. With that, she also talks about a lot of products that she enjoys. So after our conversation together, I'll go more in depth and explain some of those things, as well as link to them in the description. Thanks, Dottie, for joining me today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh. Of course. I wanted to make sure that we had you on as one of our first episodes because you've been with me like literally since I can remember. So tell me when, So when do you remember finding me? When do you remember finding, like, I'm assuming you found the YouTube channel.
I found the YouTube channel first. Yes. About 4 years ago doing microneedling. But it was the lip filler video. All right. This woman's crazy. I found my people.
Hilarious.
And then I found the Facebook group after that. Yeah, I was all okay.
Yeah. And then in the Facebook group, how did you help in there? Because you were really a critical member in there.
I was a moderator in there for you for a while. Yeah.
Until we lost it.
Yeah. And when we went to Wix.
That's right.
And now we have the app.
That's right. So it's been quite an evolution. So let's back up really quick. So can you tell us about yourself and share your age and kind of tell us about, you know, who Dottie is and kind of what's brought her to this point?
I'll be 61 in 3 months. Right now I am a stay-at-home nana. I watch my granddaughter full-time and work for you. I work in Natural Chaos app.
Yeah.
I love it. I think I found you at the right time because I had just recently quit my job as a beauty advisor for Lancome. And I had started watching my other granddaughter because she had just been born. And I needed something to, that was just something that sparked an interest to me, something that I became passionate about. So that's, I found it at that time when I needed it.
Yeah. And I think like for a lot of us, that's kind of how we've come together too, is kind of, it's been this evolution of it being the right thing at the right time in a lot of our lives. And I think that's also why you see such a kind atmosphere, because it's a lot of the same kind of caliber of people, I feel like.
Yes, I agree. We're all looking for something. We all want to do something a little bit better for ourselves.
Yeah.
And it makes us feel good about ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. So wait, how long did you work at Lancome for?
4 years.
And how did you like that?
I loved it. I really loved it. I loved it, but it was more important to me to spend time with my granddaughter. So I made that decision. So, but yeah, it was enjoyable. I was always into skincare and beauty and things like that. Going to the med spa, getting my lips, my Botox, my filler, you know, lasers, IPL, all that. But now I don't have to.
So did you do this with other friends, or like, when did you kind of get into it before you ever found Natural Chaos? Like, when did you start like getting more into aesthetics for yourself?
As I got older and I saw the changes taking place. And you know, I'm always reading and researching things like that. So I went and I had Botox. I think I was probably in my early 30s.
And that was the first thing you had done was Tox?
Yeah, was Tox the first time. Yeah. And then I think the second thing I ever had done was lip filler.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you kind of hooked on those two things when you got them done?
Oh, yes, absolutely, but not the price.
Yeah. You're like, I love this, except.
Yeah, that was a hard hit, you know. $600 to have
Right.
your lips done is crazy. It's absolutely
Yeah.
crazy.
Well, and now I feel like it's even more. I mean, I feel like people are spending $1,000 to get their lips done. I mean, it's
Yeah,
just depending on where you are.
and how you metabolize hyaluronic acid, you know, that's going in 3 months. That's crazy. That's
Right.
$200 a
And if
month.
you're, and if you don't drink a lot of water, then it's gone even faster.
Exactly. No. So.
Yeah. Have you always lived, because you live on the East Coast, have you always lived back there?
Yes, always on the East Coast.
So, like growing up, would like you use a lot of sunscreen or skincare products, or was it not like
Girl, no. I looked good with a tan in my head or a
that?
sunburn. Baked in the
Perfect.
sun. I didn't use sunscreen, anything like that. I didn't start probably 20s. I didn't start, you know, taking care of my skin. So yeah, I baked in the sun, no sunscreen, nothing.
Yeah, and I don't think you're alone with that. I mean, my first job was working at a tanning salon, and you can only imagine what 16-year-old girls who are running a tanning salon are doing. I mean, I think the FDA says you can only go 30 minutes a day, but like we would just like turn the machine back on.
You get
I
back
mean,
in.
yeah. So, I mean,
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
yeah. You can smell yourself burning in there.
I know. And then we would like try to like mix the most like intense tanning lotions with the most tingle factor and
Yes.
shark
Yes.
life. I mean, so there we go. I mean, back then I was making my own concoctions, taking just another step up.
Oh God, those were the days. I try daughters now. And they, you know, none of them, neither one of them are into skincare or protecting their skin.
Really?
They could care less. No.
Well, soon they will wake up and be
Oh,
like, oh my gosh.
yeah.
Everyone does.
They don't out till 40s. All that damage doesn't really start showing up till.
Well, for me, it started showing up super early just because I am so fair and I did so much damage so early on.
Yeah, you were in Hawaii for college and school, so
Yeah.
you were just like the epicenter of
Yeah, like a fair girl who couldn't even burn anymore. I don't even know what my skin was doing. It was just like cancer building. Okay, so what was the first procedure you did when you came into the Facebook group? Like for, or maybe you did your own procedures even before you found Natural Chaos. Had you started doing
I
own
was,
stuff?
I used a roller. I would, you know, microneedle with a roller, and I had done a TCA peel. I'd done that in the past before I found you. And when I came in the app, first thing I bought was Inatox and Glamour. Was it Glamour Soft? I bought Glamour Soft to
Oh,
do my
yeah.
lips. Yeah,
I remember that stuff. I
yeah.
actually have a box of it still.
It's probably expired.
Yeah. I know. I'll use it as
Yeah.
like some kind of weird demo test on
Yeah,
something.
there
Check
you
out
go.
who's
There you go.
the
But yeah, it was relatively easy because, you know, you don't know, you know, do your research. You know, I was so happy, so proud of myself that I did it. The filler, that was a whole nother story. Oh Lord, my hand started shaking so bad when I opened it up. You know, you attach the needle and oh, I had to put it away and come back to it another day. I just,
Yeah.
but.
Well, no, I remember when mine, you know, it was like so exciting when I realized I could order it over line online and it would be shipped next day to my door. And this is when I was preparing for that lip filler video. And it
Okay.
came so fast and I was like, oh. And then it like dawned on me that I was planning on doing this video and then I did not feel prepared. And I was like, I like let it sit in my house for like 3 months and I just like thought about it. I was like, when am I going to do this? I don't know if I want to do it. And then I prepared and I was like so proud of myself. And I loved that video. I thought I did a good job. And then, of course, they like took it down. And I was like,
Yeah.
why?
Yeah,
And
well,
that's
yours was
what
the first
caused.
I ever. Yours was the first I had ever seen out there, something like that. You know, I
Yeah.
didn't know that it could be done. It was shocking. So, but
Yeah.
hey, it can be done.
Well, and I think one of the reasons I felt like I could probably manage it myself and I wasn't that concerned was because probably a year before that, I had been my friend who was she was becoming an injectable nurse. She was a NICU nurse, but, you know, wanted better hours. And she was always doing graveyard shift at the hospital. So I said, why don't you go work for a plastic surgeon or like some kind of derm office, you know, so you have like regular business hours. And so a new place was opening up near our houses. And so she went there and I think like, you know, an Allergan rep came in to train them on, you know, some fillers like Juvederm or something. And she needed a model who had a high pain tolerance. And I had already had my lips done a few times, so I was familiar with it. So I was like, oh yeah, I'll come be your model for a free lip filler. and so literally when I was sitting in there and they were doing it, you know, the rep, who is not a nurse, by the way, is teaching and instructing how to do it. And they weren't aspirating. They weren't like, it wasn't like that at all. They didn't like have hyaluronidase on hand. Like there was nothing about that whole concept that was being taught or trained or talked about
correctly.
Yeah. Nothing.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah. Well, now it seems scary, but then, yeah. You know, like for me, I was just like, oh yeah, she's, you know, I'm watching it in the mirror and now she's doing it. And I'm like, yeah, I can do this myself.
Yeah. And, those thoughts weren't even in your head.
I thought it was more about just having a good eye for understanding balance and how to play.
I think a lot of people think that way until they start looking into it and research it and read more. And that's what's so important about natural chaos is that we do, you know, we stress safety, research.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, the last thing we want is for anyone to be hurt in our app, but also we don't want reckless people doing things either. You know, we want it to be safe and we want people to always have a good experience and good outcomes for whatever they choose. And so the more information and insight we can provide them, the better.
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't even feel like a lot of people in there are like gangbusters about filler either. I feel like a lot of people understand that filler is risky. And I think a lot of people, you know, are more reserved about it.
Yeah. You're right. We don't see a lot of questions about filler. I mean, back in Facebook, yes, because Meso wasn't as big and Threads, we really didn't talk about Threads much at all. They weren't as big as they are now.
No.
So it's mostly Meso now, PCL biostimulators, and Threads now.
Yeah, which I think is great because for those who are listening who don't understand, when we talk about filler, we're talking about something that's going to volumize and it doesn't last. Like we said earlier, it's gone in like 3 months if you're lucky. And it doesn't encourage any future lasting effect. Whereas threads and biostimulators that you can meso into your skin, which do not cause a vascular occlusion, which is a potential blockage in a vein, which could cause death to a certain area of your skin, those actually last over time and build ongoing collagen. Now, you don't see the immediate effects of them the way you do with filler, but they're safer and I just think they're a long-term investment in yourself.
They're safer and they're so much easier to do as well.
Yeah,
they really are. So much easier to do.
I feel like you've tried like everything though. Every time we pull out something, Dottie's like, yeah, I did that.
I have to see what the newest and greatest new product on the market is.
Yeah, I know.
That's the skincare drawer I have of all those skincares that promises, you know, that never fulfill.
Right.
So yeah, I always have to try the newest, best thing.
What was the first thing you did in the Facebook group?
Inatox.
Okay, so you did your own Inatox. Oh, that's right, because it was straightforward and easy. Yeah. And you probably got that from like back in the day, like Gangnam or something.
Yep. Got it at Gangnam, absolutely.
Yeah. And then what was the next thing you did after Inatox?
I attempted to do cheek filler or lip filler? Lip filler. Oh. And yeah, that had to get put away for a while because I shook too bad. I did some meso.
What was the mezzo you used? Was it like
an HSR, a Dermaheal HS, one of the Dermaheal products? Yeah, okay, one of those. And then the more I was in there, the more I was reading on what other people were doing, the more I researched, the more comfortable I got. So then I was, I would branch out to more things, but it's all about research. I can't stress that enough. Research, read everything you can possibly find.
Yeah. Dottie reads everything. She literally reads everything. Like, I don't even know how you're able to read everything. Like, it's just amazing to me the random stuff you find. And you're like, yeah, I read that. And she reads through all the threads, every comment. It's amazing.
You go down that rabbit hole, and then the next thing you know, you're over here and there, and it's just like, it branches out. But that's the best thing for you to do, because then you're going to find out what's going to work for you. You know what I mean? And you're more comfortable because you read it, not because I went in and said, hey, how do I do this? And somebody threw an answer to you.
Right.
You want to read it. So it sticks with you. Understand it.
And I feel like that's also the amazing value of the app, is that when you come in, it's been up now for a year and a half since the before we had the Facebook group. Now the app has been around for about a year and a half building. And so when you go in, you will find these long comment threads, and it's like a one-stop shop for so many people's experiences and so much insight.
Yeah. It's a wealth of information. There's so much information in there. So many different people with their different perspective, how it worked for them. You know, is your skin like hers? You know, just different opinions from everybody. What works and what doesn't work.
No, and the before and afters from a lot of people who do that. That's awesome.
Yeah. And seeing people, the delight they get, the power they get, knowing that they can do it and they did it.
You know,
it's something else.
You eventually did your cheek filler and your lips. Mm-hmm. And then you were doing some mezzo. And then when did threads kind of come through for you?
Oh, maybe 2 years ago, because I was always in the beginning. I was like, there's no way I could do a thread. There's no way I can do a thread. There's just no way.
So did you do it like after I got back from Korea of getting the threads done, or had you already done threads before I went to Korea?
I think after you went to Korea. See, I had them done professionally.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. I had them done professionally, and I paid I had four cogs on either side, and it looked nice. It did, but it looked nice for 3 months. And I think I paid like $2,400. It was a ridiculous price for four threads.
Oh my gosh. $2,400.
Yeah. And I was just like, I can't do that myself. I can't do it myself. But the more I watched, I started out with the smaller ones.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Have you done your own cogs then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I've done my cogs.
Did you do it like the V lift on the sides, or where did you do them?
I did them on either side. Put two and then three. I haven't, I did order them. The ones Christy did, the ones where you go in, it's like a sewing needle.
Oh, the double arms.
Yeah, the double arms. I've ordered those, but I haven't gotten, haven't done them yet.
Yeah, I have some of those here, but I don't really even understand how they work. I still feel confused by.
We're going to research more.
And I don't even know if I'll do them, but like that's the point. Like, just because it's available doesn't mean you have to do it unless that's something that your heart desires and you dig deep to figure out how to do it,
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to start that until I'm fully comfortable, but at least I have them, so I know I can.
Right. So. Well, I'm excited about those Comey ones.
The Comey ones?
Yeah. So you don't need to do a
pilot hole? Oh, yes. I got those. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a few of them. I think
they're nice. They give a nice little lift.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think those are like a really great intro into it.
Yeah, that's a good thread. They're bi-directional, if I remember right. So you can use them in the eyebrow, or you can use them to lift the jowl.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. What is something that maybe you would never do, but I don't even know if this is, if you have something that's like off the table for you?
The IV infusion scares me. It's just something about having something drip into a vein.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing to you?
It is.
That Ryan felt more comfortable to do the IV infusion before he ever felt comfortable to do tox.
Yeah. I love the idea. I mean, of, getting all that into me, but I don't know.
No, I know. I just struggle setting IVs anyways in myself, so I don't even know if I'd be that good at it. But
yeah. I mean, if I could just inject it and not have to sit there.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That'd be awesome.
That would be a huge needle.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Syringe.
An 18 gauge to make a pilot hole. So
yeah,
it's all good.
Ever since we started the app, how have you felt about the app versus the Facebook group?
I love the app. I think the people that come in the app are more serious and more, what is it? They're more passionate about it. They're more serious. They're really looking to do something. And I think they're more, they take more care and they do more research. The Facebook, it was just like anything goes, you know what I mean? It was great yeah. group. You know, I loved it. But I think they're more serious in the app.
Yeah. I also think by people needing to like download the app and pay for it, it has like created more of a gate in the situation versus like people just coming into the Facebook group and being yeah. more wild and not really caring about the infrastructure that we put in place. I feel like people care more about what we've created.
Yes, and it just seems like we're closer in the app than in Facebook with the members. I just feel like I know them better.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what is your favorite product? Because I know it's too difficult to answer like one, but like what are three favorite things you use? And it doesn't necessarily need to be professional. Like it can be just like three things that you love for skincare, beauty.
Retin-A, sunscreen. Yeah. The Miracle L?
The gold or the black? Yeah.
I have the gold.
The gold. Yeah.
And I'm liking Gory now too.
Oh, you are? Okay. Mm-hmm. I really want to do Gory. And so I'm excited to see Rita do it on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. What did I use? And I felt like I think it was the Rejuvena Black that I used. And then like 2 weeks later, I used the Gory. And I think I got a better lift with the Gory.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. And then did you do the BAP technique with that or how did you apply it?
I did the BAP, yes. But it also includes you do two injections in the forehead.
Okay.
So that's nice also because we all need something in the forehead as we age.
Oh, I know. Well, especially me because with using so much tox, my forehead is definitely atrophied, you know, the frontalis. So mm-hmm. it's like so thin.
Meso.
I know. I don't do enough mezzo up there because...
I know, neither do I. It's painful up there because it's skin and bone.
Yes, it's true. In fact, I even hate having to do my talks up there now because I'm just like, against my skull.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's really the only place I numb when I microneedle is my forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's painful.
All right, Dottie, is there anything else you want to share with us? Kind of like what your responsibilities are in the app, how you help care for our members. Maybe you can like expound upon that.
Responsibilities are to answer questions, point you in the right direction, give you advice, make sure you're being safe, cautious, make sure you're doing your education, researching, being my wonderful, kind self.
That's right. I'm beautiful self, by the way. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Uh-huh. Tell us all about what you just did.
I had an upper blepharoplasty.
I don't know how to say
that. Yeah, well, I had an upper blep, okay? I had it done on Thursday. Today is day 4. It looks pretty darn good. And I think the reason is for 3 days prior, I ate so much pineapple. I mean, so much pineapple that I was just really like green. And afterwards, lots of icing on, I bought these ice masks. They just go over the eyes. Uh-huh. And I've been using my red Omnilux twice a day.
Oh,
and I'm getting ready to put it together.
Oh my gosh. I cannot wait to see that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I just want to start wearing eyeshadow now.
Aww.
And next is lashes. So look out, world.
That's right. Lashes, eyeliner.
Yes, ma'am.
That is really exciting. No, I cannot wait to see. And like, you're already so beautiful, but you know, when you do those little things, they just really make such a big impact.
Absolutely. I don't look as tired.
No, I'm excited to see it. And I know the whole tribe is, so we can't wait.
Thank you. I'm excited to be done healing. Put an ointment on every day, four times a day.
Have the babies tried to like grab at it or anything?
No, I had Harper today for the first time since I had the surgery. Now she didn't even look at me like, oh my gosh, Nana, what happened here? I was worried about it, but no parts of it.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know. It's like fun and easy. It's just a chat. And I just feel like it gives people more insight into all of us and for our tribe. Like, you see people all the time in the comments, but now that you can hear their voice and just get a little bit more insight.
Yes, about who that person is. I agree. It's good stuff.
Okay, well, take care, my friend.
Talk to you later, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't Dottie incredible? You guys, she's so sweet. And I wanted to go over some of the things that we talked about during this episode because we covered, I think, a lot of products and kind of just like alluded to things. And I just wanted to give you guys some more insight, especially if you're not in the Natural Chaos app, so that you understand what these are. And also, if you are a new member or you've been in there and you're still kind of confused by these things, I kind of just wanted to go over them quickly. So when we talked about Inatox being the first thing that Dottie ever did when she joined the Facebook group, we're talking about Botox, or a generic form of the brand name Botox. Botox is owned by Allergan. So in the United States, we always think about Botox as the treatment, the product, the concept. But truly, there's lots of toxins in this world that are like Botox. They're just not the name brand Botox. And so in our app, we get our tox from Korea, and they are all KFDA approved. And one of them is Inatox. Inatox is really different and special because it's made by the company Meditox. That's not what makes it special, by the way, but it's made by Meditox. And typically, neuromodulators like Botox and Xeomin and Dysport, those kinds of things that you've probably heard about in the United States, they come freeze-dried. The botulinum toxin actually comes freeze-dried, and they add saline to make it into a liquid form. So when you look at a bottle of Botox, let's say, before it's been reconstituted, it just looks like a little white powder in the bottom of the vial. And then saline is added to it, and then it's drawn up in a syringe and you can inject it. Inatox actually comes already prepared for you. So as a DIY at-home person who wants to maybe do your own tox at home, this just eliminates one step. Now, putting in saline and mixing up yourself is not a difficult process, and there are plenty of toxins that you can get from Korea that come the way Botox does, where it's just the white little powder in the bottom of the vial that you would then add saline to. Inatox is the only one that I'm familiar with or know about in the world that actually comes as a liquid form ready to just draw up and inject. So Inatox is by far my favorite toxin. It has an uptake of about 3 days, meaning that you see it work really, really fast. Sometimes with Botox, it can take up to 2 weeks to really get the full effect. But with Inatox, within 3 days, you start to see it actually subdue the muscles. And by a week out, you're like frozen the way you want to be. So that's the reason we love Inatox. Again, there are so many toxins on the market in the world, but in the United States, we're only really familiar with a few. And with that in mind, Nabota, which is KFDA approved in Korea, is in the United States as of 2019, FDA approved, but they rebranded it as Juvo for the United States. So if you ever buy Nabota from Korea, it is Juvo. It's just being rebranded for the United States. And so Nabota is KFDA approved. Juvo is FDA approved. It's the same material. It's the same toxin. I don't know why, probably because they made it more expensive in the United States. So that's the reason they rebranded it, so that the regular person wouldn't understand that it's the same thing. But let me tell you, Naboda is the same as Juvo, and you can buy Naboda super cheap out of Korea. Okay, the other thing we talked a lot about was mesotherapy. So these are, they can vary. So like mesotherapy can be solutions that you drop and you can either microneedle with, or you can inject in blebs, like little, it almost looks like you have like a bunch of bee stings all over your face. And those can have peptides in them. They can have vitamins in them. They can have brighteners like vitamin C, different agents like that for your skin. And by placing them into your skin, they can be really effective at not only hydrating your skin, but also encouraging collagen and placing the peptides and the vitamins in where you want them to be. With that in mind, there's also biostimulators that you can meso into your skin, like PCL. PCL is a biostimulator, and it will encourage three different types of collagen in your skin, and it will go to work over a period of time growing that collagen. For instance, this week, I actually did 2 vials of PCL in the Natural Chaos app. And if you're in the app, you can go watch that live. If you join, even in a year from now, the lives are saved. So you can always go reference them if you choose. There's some other biostimulators that you can use as well that come in thread form. Threads are a type of meso, but they can also be lifting, because there's different types. So when we talked about Cogged, we were actually talking about a thread that gets put in and actually has kind of like, for lack of a better concept, like fish hooks. And when you stick it in one way, it has a tail on it. And then you can actually pull against it as it gets lodged into the skin, activating it, and it will lift. And then you just clip its little tail. That's what we were talking about when we were talking about Cogged threads. Those are lifting type threads. And she said that she had first had them done in the United States. She only had 4 placed, and it was $2,400. You guys, that's crazy, crazy, crazy. Like, you can get, what is it, like 10 lifting threads for $100 from Korea. And lifting threads are a little bit more expensive than meso threads. Meso threads are smooth threads, and those are the ones that most people start out with because those are the easiest to apply. They're super short, they're super thin. They usually come on like a 30 gauge needle, so they're just very, very tiny, and they're very easy to insert. And you can build up collagen over time by utilizing those meso threads. And then if you ever wanted to lift and give yourself more definition, then you would need to use a cog type of thread. Cog types of threads are typically inserted by making a pilot hole with a larger needle, like an 18 gauge needle. And then the thread that has cogs on it is slipped in with a cannula, so it's not a needle at the end. So that helps you like guide it around and not like cut through a lot of stuff that could be in your skin and in the way as you navigate it down. We also talked about comey threads. Now, these are a hybrid thread. Essentially, it's a cogged thread that actually doesn't require a pilot hole because it does have a needle at the end. So I haven't tried these yet, but I have a few and I might do them next week. I kind of want to do them. I'm excited about them. Anyways, my point is that it's insane how much getting threads done in the United States costs. And that's one of the reasons people flock to the app, because they want to do their own threads and they want to do their own meso and they want to do their own talks. And literally we're doing it for pennies in comparison to what you would spend if you went somewhere. I just want to really highlight, especially for any like medical professionals who are listening, I think that you guys are in a tough spot because you have to carry so much liability, you have so much overhead, and then also you're being squeezed by the pharmaceutical companies who are constantly gouging you on the other end, and you're the face of it to the public. And so when you quote $2,400 for 4 cogs, I don't think that you're overcharging. I think that you're in a system that's made things way too expensive. And I really do feel bad for the medical providers, because I believe that more people would go in and get things done if they weren't priced out of the system. Okay, so when we were talking about filler, like something to volumize your lips or to volumize your cheeks, for instance, that is hyaluronic acid that's actually cross-linked. So it's like a gel. maybe you've seen hyaluronic acid or you've looked at products and they always say, oh, hyaluronic acid is included. That is not cross-linked hyaluronic acid. That is just, it almost is like a water material, a liquid. But when they cross-link it, they actually put in bonds that make it more of a gel form. And that's what can be placed in your lips or in your face to give you volume. It's not the same as Botox. Botox is stopping the muscle from moving. Filler is actually giving you volume in your face. Filler can have potentially risky side effects to it, mostly the vascular occlusion, meaning that if you go and insert filler into your lips, let's say, or into your cheek or around your eyes, and you accidentally block a vessel, something that's bringing blood and nutrition to the skin in that area, you can cause death to that area. There is a potential for blindness with this, especially where, depending on where you're placing it, like if you're placing it around your eyes or like in your nose, that could cause blood vessels to your eyes to be blocked and it could lead to blindness. Now, this is very rare, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be aware and obviously concerned about these side effects. I've done my own lip filler a few times now. I always keep hyaluronidase on hand. It's a dissolver. I check for a vascular occlusion. We go over a lot of this kind of stuff in the apps to make sure that people are aware of the risks and also taking their precautions to make sure that they have a good experience. She talked about doing a TCA peel. I love TCA. It's one of the first videos that I ever shared on YouTube that did extremely well for me. I just love how it will brighten my skin, clear off congestion, and just resurface my face. Now, TCA is not recommended for everyone. You really need to have a lighter, fairer skin complexion to be a candidate for TCA. So just keep that in mind as well. Darker skin types can hyperpigmate from TCA and it might not be the right acid peel for you. She talked about some of her favorite products, including Retin-A. Retin-A is vitamin A. It's a topical that you can use at night. And basically what it does is it turns over your skin faster. Some people will purge when they first start using Retin-A. And by the way, if you have the generic, it's called tretinoin or short tret. But basically it's all a derivative of vitamin A and it causes your skin to turn over faster, which can reduce wrinkles. It can also reduce dark spots and make your skin look brighter. That is if you continue to use SPF, and that was her second favorite product, 100% SPF. Don't do any of these things if you're not going to use SPF. There's really no point. Then, and it may have been like a little muffled in the recording, she talked about Regener Gold. That is PCL, and that's what I used yesterday in the app. I diluted my Regener Gold so that it was a little bit thinner and I could use it more places. I diluted it with some saline. That is a great biostimulator to help encourage collagen all over my face. I did put it in my forehead to give myself a nice boost up there. She also talked about Gori and she really liked it. She used the BAP technique, which is where you place it in a certain pattern in 5 spots. And there's a way to measure for this and do it safely. She also had the upper blepharotomy, you know, where they, why can't I say it correctly? Sorry for my embarrassment. She had that surgery done. And so basically they cut out a lot of the loose skin in her upper eyelid to make it much tighter. So now she can do eyeliner and eyeshadows and have lashes because she has the space for it. She also talked about eating a lot of pineapple before her surgery. And that's because pineapple has bromelain in it, which helps with bruising and recovery. And so you can take it in pill format. You can eat a lot of pineapple. But I actually now take 2 capsules a day just to help aid in my bruising and recovery since I do a lot of pricking. Then she also talked about using her red LED Omnilux mask. She's been wearing it twice a day to help with recovery and healing. And there's, you know, lots of research into LED light and how it helps with recovery. These things I will link in the description if you're interested in them, but I wanted to just give you some insight since I know we went over a lot of stuff and in case you were wondering what all that was. I just wanted to do a quick update and make sure that you had all the information. Make sure to check out the app if you're not already a member, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.